In this episode of the Fly Brother Radio Show, I chat with Jonathan Golich, Vice President of the Travel and Adventure Show Series, the only series of consumer-facing travel trade shows in the United States. Jonathan's first job with America's favorite travel shows was to build and activate the show series' first social media strategy. From there, he brought in new technology to attract a qualified audience of travel enthusiasts, providing travel and adventure show exhibitors with access to hundreds of thousands of travel consumers, agents, and media every year. As spokesperson for the travel and adventure show events, Jonathan has appeared on multiple local, national, and international television and radio networks. And as an avid golfer and lifelong traveler, he enjoys spending time traveling with his wife and family all over the world. We talk about the transformational nature of travel, Italian grandmas, $18 hamburgers, and the many wonders of the travel and adventure show series coming to a city near you. Let's fly to the travel and adventure show with Jonathan Golich right after this. Hey everybody, how's it going? Ernest White II here, producer and host of television travel docuseries, award-winning Fly Brother with Ernest White II, all about friendship and connection around the world. In every episode, I visit friends who bring me into their communities, show me what they love about the place, and we show the audience the whole world is our tribe. You can see seasons 1 and 2 of Fly Brother with Ernest White II on PBS stations, public television. You can also catch us at Create TV, and you can stream us at pbs.org and Reverie and Legacy and many other streaming platforms. But right now I am here for the Fly Brother Radio Show. We are talking to Mr. Jonathan Golich. Did I pronounce your name right?
You got it, man. Right on.
All right. Cool.
First time. Huh? Come on.
Hey, Jonathan is representing the travel and adventure shows. He is the vice president and works with many different facets of the travel and adventure show series. But before that, I just wanted to, you know, welcome you here, man, and say thank you for the work that you do in helping people connect with travel and bring it into their lives.
No, thank you. And Ernest, happy to have you this year. Finally, we got you to the show to speak at a couple of them. We couldn't be more excited about it.
Thank you so much, man. So listen, you know, we love travel. It's easy to say, it's easy to kind of like, oh, I love travel. But, you know, what does that mean to you? What does travel mean to you?
Listen, I always say that that travel is more of an experience, right? It's not just something that you do. It's something that you feel, you smell, you taste. It's something that you're really, you know, you're immersing your whole entire body into. Now, whether you're taking just a drive trip, right? I'm in Connecticut. I'm close to New York. I go to the city. I go up to Boston to see my sister. We'll take some drive trips up to Vermont. Small stuff, big stuff. We'll go to Italy. We'll go to Greece. I'm over to Europe, down to Mexico, the Caribbean. We do it all. Everything is different. Everything's spectacular. Everything's very special. But I do think that when I hear travel, I think experiential, I think of really getting into it, learning the culture, experiencing everything that there is to do about that destination or wherever I'm going, doesn't matter.
Amazing. And so, I appreciate that kind of understanding. I mean, it's just really, you know, moving from one space to another, really. You're continually having experiences anyway. And so to have them in different environments, some may be familiar, just like going to see grandma, and others, as you mentioned, maybe it's super unique, and they all count, they all matter. And so my understanding of travel is that it is a transformative experience. Now, some people, you know, may transform in ways that are more palpable than others. There are folks who've been to many different places around the world, but they may stay in the same type of accommodation, and in the end haven't necessarily had a lot of interaction with people on the ground or in a way that opens their minds. There's some mind opening, but maybe not as much as people who've immersed themselves in a culture in different ways. And so just looking at transformation, a way of kind of being new in the world, do you feel like you've been transformed by your travels over the years?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't stress that enough. You know, it could be anything. I'll give you an example. I went, my now wife, before we were engaged, Mary, we were dating for 6 months. We took a trip on a whim. We went to Tuscany. We went to Florence. We went to a little town called Montepulciano. Everyone knows it for the wine. We liked it for the food. But we went and did a cooking class, and we booked it through some second-rate website. I think it was like 120 bucks a person. We didn't know what we were going to get. There were no instructions on how to get there. There's just an address that said, show up. When we got there, it was an old, abandoned, closed for the season hotel. But inside was just a Nona, an Italian grandmother, and her daughter giving us the class. Now, for me, it was spectacular, right? It was just a very authentic experience, something that on my own, I probably would probably never do. As a family, we take a lot of multi-generational family trips, something we would never do. But this, just a one-on-one, basically a two-on-two, very immersive, very authentic experience for me that was absolutely life-changing, changed my view of the world. The Nona spoke no Italian. We sp or no English, sorry. We spoke no Italian, but just to connect over food, over some wine, and really get to know the whole family as they started to trickle in during that class was just an incredible experience.
Oh man, that's amazing. And good
It was
on
great.
you for like creating that magical experience early on a whim, as you say.
Yeah, right.
I peep that game and
Yep, you know what I'm doing. You have an eye on my girl. Let's not call her out too much. I do have to show her this, by the way, so that's the deal.
Well, listen, Mrs. Golich, I'm sure you made it worthwhile, and I love hearing that you all have, you did that early on in your relationship. I think it's really important for people to, again, get outside of their comfort zones, go to places, because it's not travel isn't always romantic like that. You definitely can have your challenges, which kind of bring out the real you often. And that's not a bad thing, to get a chance to see someone work through a crisis or work through, a situation where they have to be on their toes. But you had an opportunity to engage with Nonna and really just have a wonderful experience, and that's awesome, man. What are some of your other favorite places that you enjoy? I'm sure that there are too many to count, but are there a couple where you just really feel like you connected with the place and they've left an impact on you?
Yeah, I would say that trip in particular, especially Montepulciano, small, quaint town. It was very quiet when we went. We went in the shoulder season, which is a great travel tip for anyone traveling abroad. Find that season where not a lot of travelers are going to go to, right? Explore it like a local. Everyone's not quite shut down yet. I think we went in October, but that was a great trip. We went to Greece this past summer. We were on a little island called Naxos, which was fantastic. The girls went shopping. Some of the guys were hanging back by the house. I decided to go in with the girls, and about one shop in said, absolutely not. I'm getting out of here. I took a walk by myself. I saw some churches. I went to find a little bar at a cocktail overlooking this incredible view of the water. That was a favorite spot of mine. And then one closer to home, my grandfather lives in Naples, Florida. That's become kind of a nice little vacation spot for myself and the family, but just very easy, very relaxed, laid back, very comfortable there. I know my way around now.
Nice.
So really all over the place, to be honest with you.
All over the place, man. Listen, and that's the
Yeah.
beauty of working kind of working in travel. We
Exactly.
continue to engage, discover new places for ourselves, right? I mean, places are there. They don't need discovery, but we're there, and we get to see how we are in these spaces, to see what it resonates with us and how we show up in a place. That's how kind of how I look at it when I go to new places. It's like, what is it calling out of me? And how, am I enjoying the experience or not? Because it really is still how I show up in the place. No, but people are just doing themselves. They're just being themselves. And so, I guess it's a reflection of what I'm looking for and what I'm expecting. When you travel, then, what do you look for in your experiences?
So I'm a little bit different. I look for a very, I don't want to dive too much into the culture where you're just trying to speak trying to speak the language. You can't really figure it out. You're pulling out your phone the whole time to go on Google Translate, right? But I want enough that I'm eating the local food. I am talking to the local people. We're not doing all the touristy stuff. I'll use Greece again, that same spot in Naxos. We took a boat trip with some other Americans, and we went on a catamaran and saw different islands. We went swimming. One of our friends who was a private chef, we did a little snorkeling on our own, went out to the reefs and picked out some fresh sea urchin. Brought that back to the boat, cracked them open, ate it just like sushi. It was incredible.
Nice.
But I wouldn't say I'm going to go too deep into a culture like most of our friends at the Travel and Adventure show say to do. We will do some touristy stuff, but for me, it's just I like to eat. I like to have my cocktails at night. I want something beautiful to look at. So really spectacular place to sit out at the end of the day when you've done your touring, you've walked around, you've shopped, you've ate, you drank, you sit down, put your feet up. You want something cool to look at, nice, comfortable place to stay. So that's really it for me. I mean, it's nothing too crazy, but there's so much out there, and I can't wait to see more of it.
Sure, man. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's kind of what calls you out there, just to kind of good food, just a great ex a life experience, right? Just to kind of be
Right.
there without having to study. I mean,
Exactly.
that I enjoy
Exactly.
that, but it's okay. Like, no, you don't have to, right? I think that's something that maybe though some people, if, particularly in my audience, we kind of go hard on the cultural aspect of it, and that's we like that, but it's okay if you just want to get a little taster, if you just want to have your sampler platter too. I think it's more just about kind of recognizing and you in our interactions, I feel like you do this, recognizing people as people, and so honoring that. You don't have to necessarily do a deep dive into the culture. Just be respectful and enjoy your drink, enjoy your food, and enjoy your nice
Right.
view.
And listen, if you're the type of person that wants to go and you want to stay at a Marriott and you want to explore, take a tour with a big group, you want to go back to the hotel and eat an $18 cheeseburger at the bar and drink a Bud Light, go for it, right? But that's what makes it special for you. And that's what I love about travel. You can do whatever you
Ever
want to
you
do.
want.
No one should judge you for it. It's your experience, your view on it. So I think it's a beautiful thing.
That's right. I am now you got my mouth watering for an $18 hamburger, not gonna lie.
Yeah, right.
So where'd you grow up, Jonathan? Like what tell me a little bit about kind of like your upbringing and how travel came into your life.
Sure. So I grew up in a little town in Connecticut called Madison. And when we were in high school, we kind of all started to realize this was a place where most people come for a weekend getaway. So for us, we were very lucky. Great beaches, great falls in Connecticut. The winter was beautiful, the spring was spectacular. So a very nice, easy upbringing, great group of friends that I still talk to every single day from when I was 3 to 5 years old. We're all very close still. But travel entered pretty early for me, to be honest with you. My grandfather was an executive in the trade show industry, just like I am, just like my father is. For those listeners at home, whatever you think about this, my dad is the CEO of the Travel and Adventure shows. He started these about 20 years ago. And I had to make my way from scrubbing toilets and licking envelopes to where I am now talking to Ernest White on a podcast. So pretty cool development there, right?
Listen, I hope it's
But
better than
yeah.
scrubbing toilets, but
Oh, trust me. We're
all right,
talking
good.
about $18 cheeseburgers. I think we're doing okay.
It's perspective.
Right. But yeah, so my grandparents lived in, I live one in South Carolina, I have one in Florida. On my dad's side, my two grandparents came over from Poland during the war, so they've had a lot of experience going back and forth. My dad was born in England, he came back over to the States. So we've been traveling as a family since I was very little. Small trips down the Outer Banks, North Carolina, down to Hilton Head, down to Florida, all over the Caribbean. And then recently, as we've all gotten older, kind of we got into college, and at the end of high school too, we started going over to Europe, and then those trips have then expanded. We've become adults. Now we all travel together. It's been very exciting. It's been an eye-opening experience and kind of molded me into who I am today.
Love it, man. Love it. So it is in your DNA, a little bit. And
It is.
that is cool, man. It's also cool to kind of have that family connection to a different place, that at least puts in your mind, there is an out there, you know, that there is a place where there are roots, or that there's some kind of story that you might want to explore and follow. And so that's super cool. So then travel and adventure shows, man, you know, it's America's largest consumer focused travel series, which is exciting because there's a lot going on. There are a lot of exhibitors, a lot of people representing many different destinations, many different modes of engagement in a place. Everything from cruises to you know, scuba diving to any way you want to be out in the world, I feel like is represented at the travel and adventure shows. And I was recently at my first one in Chicago. It was kind of out of town tryouts, it felt like, just to kind of experience what it was like in that kind of, you know, environment where there's a lot of people representing both the destinations, the industry, and just so many eager travelers, many of whom already kind of have, the people I talk to have like their travel schedule planned at least 6 to 9 months already, sometimes the full year. They already knew where they were going. Can't talk. They already knew where they were going, which is, you know, that's cool too. So tell us a bit more about the travel and adventure shows. What are you excited about?
Oh man. So this is actually the brand's 18th year. Mm. If you can fathom that. I mean, I saw these things, like I said, my dad's a CEO since I was a little kid, walking around and seeing all the different experiences and the different booths. And the different people, the different performances, the different speakers.
Yes.
I mean, it's for if you're a travel enthusiast, if you're someone who loves travel like you and I do, yes. And it doesn't have to be, you know, the kind of person that wants to, you know, go into a country and blend in with the local community, local environment. Like we were saying before, if you want to be that person that goes to a Marriott, eats your cheeseburger and, you know, drinks your Bud Light, it's perfect for you too. But we pretty much create a travel marketplace right on the show floor. We take the top destinations and travel suppliers, so cruise mm-hmm. lines, hotels, tour operators, travel products are a big one as well. We put them on the show floor, and that ranges by city. We're in New York this weekend with you, Ernest, and Create TV as well.
Yes.
And we're excited about that. But there's going to be over 350 exhibitors there, and they're providing thousands and thousands of vacation options from all over the world. You know, you want to take something as easy as going down to the Florida Keys and relaxing, kicking your feet up for 5 days. That's there for you. You want to go take an African safari. That's available. You want to go to Croatia. There's a huge pavilion with different DMOs and CVBs and destinations and tour operators and travel suppliers waiting to talk to you and kind of plan your itinerary for you. I'm looking for ocean cruising. Royal Caribbean's there. You're looking for an expedition cruise, going to the Antarctics, going down to Patagonia, going to Argentina on a boat and doing some exploratory activities. That's there as well. And there's multiple of these different segments in the industry all represented. And the best part is, and Ernest, I'll ask you a question here. Have you ever seen a bad picture of travel on the internet? You're researching a hotel, a resort, anything. You've ever seen a bad picture?
Oh, I don't know. No, of course not. Right. No.
Exactly. They exist. They are there. This is your opportunity to come to the show, talk to somebody face to face, one of the travel experts who's going to help you. They're from the destination. They've lived there. They've grown up there. They know all the answers. They know all the new itineraries, the new products. They're ready to set you up and find, plan, and book your next trip. The best part is there are tens of thousands of dollars of travel savings at these shows. Mm. All you have to do is ask.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, you were just kind of, as you were describing the floor, you know, I mean, just the buzz of excitement from the people that were there. Again, everybody, even the folks who are providing opportunities for people to travel, like they're excited to be there and to talk to people and to engage with the audience and with people who may not even be traveling for another few years, you know, kids who are expressing interest. I was one of those kids that would go to like Epcot Center with my family and just really be enamored of all the different countries that they had represented there. And yes, it was just like a Disney-fied version of the culture, but it was enough to stoke the fires of travel and culture for me. And so to go there with your family, to go there either with your kids or like your nieces and nephews or something like that, I think is a great way to just kind of get people in that traveling mood. Or if you are just kind of tired of just the mundane day-to-day that you experience, it's nice to go there and start to really to get the dream juices flowing, it's like, maybe I could sooner than later, even, and I think
Right.
you hit, you hit the nail on the head saying that there are people there that are, can show you how to save money, how to enjoy experiences, affordably, sooner than you think you might be able to.
Right. And that's the thing too. So I always tell people, we get this question a lot, they say, well, what's your number one tip about exploring the show? I say, listen, I say, leave your bucket list at home. Right? You're going to have a list. You can see the floor plan online. You can go to our show, our website, travelshows.com, and check everything out. You know what you're going to see. All the great content, all the great speakers, from you to Samantha Brown, who I know you're friends with, to Angel Castellanos, to Rick Steves, to Josh Gates. The whole industry's there. They're represented. But you're going to walk that show floor, and you're going to find different destinations or travel options you maybe have never thought of before. And that's a very powerful thing. I mean, I think a lot of people come back and they walk on the show, they have their list, they got their notebook out, they're crossing things off as they walk around. But you watch them as throughout the day walk past those destinations they had written down to something else. Maybe you're looking for a trip to Mexico. You're based in California. Maybe you're going to now go to Tahiti, Fiji, the Samoas. I mean, it's all right there, and it's just a it's an extravagant world of travel that we get to experience, and this whole world is represented under one roof. And the content, the experts, I mean, you guys are all there giving your best tips, anything from packing in a carry-on for 2 weeks, the latest and greatest in travel technology, how to be mindful when you travel about sustainability, and really not overdoing it, and how to be conscious. And then I think other things, you're going to listen to Sam, Rick Steves, and Peter Greenberg. You're going to get some tips on what the travel industry is like, but the smaller stages, we have stages on the show floor with dozens of seminars and travel workshops that just teach you how to travel like a pro. And it comes from destination-specific information, the where to go, how to get there, when to go, where to stay if you're a family of four. Listen, I'm bringing my family. I want to stay at a resort in Mexico, but not be around the spring breakers, taking tequila shots and going to Señor Frogs, right? You get that information, and it's all given to you in a very, non-salesy type of platform. We can just relax, enjoy yourself, and listen to some great content and meet some great people.
Oh man, thank you for just reminding me. Even in the past few days, it's been for me just a lot of back and forth and flying around and getting back to the grind after Chicago. But I've made some great connections there. And one of the things that was most resonant for me was just the fact that there were people there who were have traveled for decades and they still find something new to learn. They still find, discover new destinations again for themselves. They still find new ways of traveling. And that's the thing that's really exciting. They don't get tired of it. There's so much to learn. There's so much to see and do and engage with. What do you think people will find most surprising when they visit the travel
Ooh,
adventure?
good questioner. So I wish you'd send these questions ahead of time.
I'm sorry, man. It just came to
No, you're good. I'm just kidding.
me.
I really do think the content. I think a lot of people come and they think, oh, this I'm just going to get sold on a bunch of destinations, a bunch of trip options. We don't allow timeshares in, for example. So get that off your radar. We don't allow it. We want real, authentic experiences where you can go and have very reliable booking options. We don't want to take advantage of anybody. We just want you to connect with the right person who's going to help you plan that trip and personalize it the way that you want. But the content there is key for me. That's what we push most is, the speakers, there's such an array of topics. Like I said before, it's packing tips, it's technology tips, it's sustainability tips. It's, Peter Greenberg talks about all the travel disruptions happening, and he talks about it in real time. He's the CBS News travel editor. He's got his finger on the pulse. He knows exactly what's happening in the news. And then here's how to avoid it. Here's how to bypass it. If you get stuck in a situation, here's what you do. Samantha Brown, good friend of the show, she talks about, here's how to blend in like a local, but maybe not as much as you might need to or think you need to.
Yes.
A level for everybody. Rick Steves will be in LA. He's talking all about how to travel through Europe on a budget. And then we have speakers like Ernest White, who tell you how to be responsible when you travel. We have Russell Hannon, who tells you 99 tips on how to travel on a budget without sacrificing anything. Pauline Frommer, the Frommer Guidebooks, she's there. She's telling you how to book, when to book, the best time to book airfare, what's happening in the world, what are trending destinations. So this information, this stuff that you have to search online or on blogs or on different books and websites, it's all in one spot, and it's there. You can access it, it's accessible. And it's there for you. You can explore it in, 4 or 5 hours and come away with a completely different perception of what travel is and what it could be.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, the audience, you guys have I think another 6 shows
Oh
that's
my God, yeah.
starting this weekend in different cities around the country: New York, Washington, D.C., L.A., Denver, Atlanta, and Dallas between now, which is the end of January already, 2023.
Yep.
Wasn't it just
Crazy.
Christmas? Yes.
It was.
All the way through the first week of April. So we've got some shows on deck still for people to go to. You can I will be at another 3 of them, New York this weekend, Washington, D.C. next weekend, and then the show in Atlanta, representing for my home region of the South. And I think, please come out and see me. You can do that and save a bit of money by getting your tickets at travelshows.com and entering Fly Brother 23 as the sales code there, and get $6 off for a $10 ticket, which is exciting. You can come see me at my booth, where we'll be talking to folks who watch the show, talking to folks who haven't seen the show, and I'll be speaking about sustainability, as Jonathan said, which is basically just leaving a place better than you found it, both ecologically and energetically, socially, societally, all of those different things. So, any last comments about the show itself before we kind of go back to some of your travel faves, Jonathan?
Yeah, one thing, I'm going to text my registration director and right after you get the phone here, and I'm going to ask him to make that code free tickets for all your audience. So use that code free tickets. We usually charge 16, $11 to $16, depending on when you buy. Those tickets are now free for all the Ernest White fans out there. So we'll take care of you all. So go to travelshows.com, put that ticket in, that ticket code in, and come to the show as Ernest guest, and make sure you go by and say hello.
You heard it here first.
Free tickets for everybody. Come down and see us as our
Hey,
guest and enjoy it.
thank you, man. Though you still may have to pay for parking, folks. But that's
And the
okay.
overpriced crappy convention center food you have to pay for that too,
Yes,
but
yes.
you get some
But
free travel out of it.
the benefit—it's well worth it. Trust me. I'm not someone that drives a car in my hometown of Vancouver, and so I was told by some of my audience members to always make sure I include parking information when I talk about coming to see me. So they were
It's not a
like,
bad tip. It's pretty good.
no, it is actually, it's a good tip, especially when folks have to pay. But you don't have to pay to come to the Travel and Adventure Show with Fly Brother 23. Is that good at any show, or only the ones that I attend?
We're going to open it up to every single show that we have, whether you're there or not, Ernest.
Listen, this is, it sounds like it's the beginning of a beautiful relationship, Jonathan.
I think
And so,
so.
well, listen, I'm excited to see as many of you at some of these shows. And actually, I'm going to challenge my audience members. I would like you all to take a picture of yourself at the Travel and Adventure Show in your town, if you're or in the town nearest you, and send it to us, and we'll post it on our social media. There are plenty of opportunities. There's the banner right in front when you get there. And it's just, again, a wonderful experience. Jonathan, man, tell me one of the destinations that you would like to visit that you have not been to yet.
Africa.
Okay, that's a
I
big
want to go
place
South
now.
Africa. I want to go to
Okay.
Africa. I want to go see the gorillas in Rwanda. I want to take a safari through the bush. Botswana. I'm going to do the whole thing. I want to take a few weeks, go out there once this travel season slows down and try to really disconnect and really see a very authentic place where you're not going to find that Marriott or that $18 cheeseburger, man. I want to see what it's really like out there.
Oh man, that's amazing. And Jonathan, well, you may not know this, but our membership community, Fly Brother and Friends, which is all about travel as it relates to transformation in the areas of health, wellness, love, relationships, entrepreneurship, holistic well-being, we have planned a safari to Tanzania in September. So we'll continue that conversation because, you may end up on a trip with us. It will be a
I'm in.
phenomenal experience. Yeah, listen, all right, so we're doing it.
That
We're
was
doing
easy.
it. I want you all to do it too. Make sure you visit the website flybrother.net/100 to find out more about Fly Brother and Friends. Again, it's where we help people build and create epic lives for themselves with travel as a catalyst, as a springboard for transformation in your life. And of course, again, travelshows.com. Make sure you enter the sales code FLYBROTHER23 for your free ticket. You got six shows that you can come to between the end of January and the beginning of April. I would love to see you there. I will be in New York, Washington, D.C., and Atlanta, but you still have, I believe, Denver and L.A. There and Dallas.
And Dallas.
Big D, the big D.
You know what, man? Thanks for being a part of the whole thing. We're excited about having you here.
Hey man, thank you for again creating the opportunity for people to do something different, to live into their dream, to create it, and to what is it? Dream it, plan it, book it. That is one of the
That's right.
hashtags for the
That's
Travel
right.
and Adventure Show. Dream it, plan it, book it. Come down to the Travel and Adventure Show. Jonathan Golich, thank you so much, man, for being here.
Thanks, Ernest. Thanks for having
All
me.
right, take care. Bye. Welcome back to the Fly Brother Radio Show. As Jonathan mentioned before the break, there are upcoming travel and adventure shows around the USA, and you can attend free this year with the discount code FLYBROTHER23 at travelshows.com. Come see me. I'll be speaking and have a booth to talk travel, travel, and more travel. Again, that's travelshows.com with discount code FLYBROTHER23. You can reach out to me directly at ernest@flybrother.net or visit our website at flybrother.com and join our travel community, Fly Brother and Friends. We'll also appreciate likes and follows at our Fly Brother Facebook page, flybrother.com/flybrotherfly, on Instagram and Twitter at flybrother, and on YouTube at youtube.com/c/flybrother. Please share questions, content, or stories that helps me help others thrive. Lastly, if you do enjoy the Fly Brother Radio Show, please rate, subscribe, and even sign up to make a monthly contribution to help keep Fly Brother in the air and on the air. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Fly Brother Radio Show. Have a phenomenal weekend and an amazing week. Ciao, ciao.